Welcome, everybody. From all around the world, welcome to this podcast, escaping the entanglements of our lives. You got yours, and I've got mine. I'm your host. I'm Dolphus Q. I'm the originator and the creator of this podcast. Now, I believe our lives, yours and mine, are easily entangled with what's real and what's imaginary. There's a thin line that separates the two, and it's easy for me and you to get entangled in things like an insect in a spider's web. But I maintain that escape is possible, and that within our minds, a healthy mind, or maybe even a sick mind, I don't know, but escape to the mind is possible. Of course, I preach the easiest way, the simplest way to escape our entanglements is to do what Buddha did and go sit on the yum-yum tree and meditate there to realign yourself, to get your mind right, to get your head clear, to free yourself and to face your fears. Now, if you're following me, you know that this podcast is my way of escaping one of the major entanglements of my life. And I'm having fun in the process. But now, as the walrus said, the time has come for the reading of the Word, Episode 8, Chapter 8, Led to the Light by the Midnight Rider, the Continuation. When the realization of the sudden occurrence registered in my consciousness, I laughed too. I was genuinely glad to see him. I didn't see the woman, and I inquired about her. "Where's your girl?" All he said was, "That bitch ain't shit." Then his face went cloudy like the sky does when a thunderstorm is pending. "I'm ready to get the hell out of Dodge. You still want to go to Los Angeles, or you want to stick around here?" I stepped to attention like a soldier. I ditched my epiphany. I ditched it. I spoke quickly. "Yes, I still want to go. Are you leaving right now?"
"Yeah, come on."
I hurriedly left my place in line, to the delight of the man who waited behind me. Sambolo led the way like the hounds of hell was on our trail. He urged me several times to, "Come on, come on." As we crossed streets and cut through alleys, finally, when a large church came into view, he began to walk leisurely towards it. The church housed a mission that fed the hungry after a 7 o'clock service. I was puzzled. It didn't make sense to leave one line to stand in a longer line. Again, Sambolo urged me to, "Come on." As he led the way to the end of the line, I was flabbergasted as I followed him. However, he didn't stop at the end of the line. He kept moving towards the front. He stopped next to a man that stood as tall as he. The man had an oversized backpack next to his legs. He looked at us, then grinned at Son Bolo. Well, I've been doggone. I didn't think you were coming back. I told you I was going to go get my riding partner.
So you did. But I hear that same old talk from city tramps all the time. Then's when it's time to catch out. They don't show up.
Well, I'm no city tramp,
Son Bolo said with emphasis on the last two words. We ready to catch out right now.
The man nodded slowly like a judge. He finally said he wasn't that hungry anyway, and that this was probably the best time to start out, and that there was just enough daylight left to reach the yard at dusk, and that semi-darkness was a plus when it came to catching out from the yard. He gathered up his backpack and strapped it on his back. Then he left his place in line, very close to the front. He called himself the Midnight Rider. He wasn't green like me, and many years older. I guess somewhere in the mid-50s, he knew more about riding freight trains than Son Bolo and I put together, and I knew almost nothing. The Midnight Rider led the way. He told Son Bolo the westbound catch-out yard was in Baldwin. He had walked from there to Jacksonville, and he wasn't anxious to make that long trek again. We need to get back to the yard where you and your partner got off.
Oh, damn it, cried Son Bolo as he slapped his forehead. You're right. But it took us at least 2 hours to get there. It might be midnight before we got there.
Yeah, but once we got there, the Midnight Rider said with a smile, any freight train we hop takes us to New Orleans.
New Orleans, I squealed with the delight of a child. And from there to Los Angeles?
No, said Son Bolo, like he tossed water on a flame. From there, we must cross the Mississippi River to get over to the SP yard. The Midnight Rider laughed. Man, you're right about that. Any train that leaves that yard will take you straight to California. When we reached the chain link fence that surrounded the yard, dusk was not far away. I commented on how fast we arrived. The Midnight Rider said that was because we took a shortcut. If you know the shortcuts to take, the Midnight Rider said, the faster you can get to where you want to go.
He and Son Bolo discussed our next move. I started to stare at a countless number of freight trains. A few were headed by huge engines that puffed out smoke like they were ready to exit from the yard.
I didn't know which train would take us where we wanted to go. I admitted my ignorance to Son Bolo. He said it didn't matter. Any train that puffed smoke was headed to the Baldwin yard.
The Midnight Rider agreed, but added the possibility of empty cars being pulled to Baldwin and dropped off. We could spend days in the Baldwin yard before any train left headed west.
So we take a chance, said Son Bolo. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing necessarily wrong with it, but I prefer certainty over chance. And the way to be certain about which train to take,
said the Midnight Rider as he looked from Sun Bolo to me, is to go down into the yard and ask the right person. Sun Bolo didn't look pleased, especially when the Night Rider began to unscrap his gear from his shoulders. Now, don't be a fool and go down there. It could crawl with bulls. I say we hop on anything that is puffing smoke. We know where it's headed. Let's take a chance and hope we are not dropped off. The Midnight Rider behaved as if he hadn't heard a single word spoken by Sun Bolo. He told me to hide his gear in the bushes if he wasn't back in 15 minutes. He told Sun Bolo to wait until then before he took his chance to hop on anything he saw smoking. I watched as the Midnight Rider disappeared into the shadows of semi-darkness. Sun Bolo muttered that the Midnight Rider was a stubborn old fool. But I viewed the Midnight Rider as a teacher and me as a pupil in school. I became anxious as the minutes ticked away. Sun Bolo stood up abruptly, like 15 minutes had expired, and it was time to make a run towards the first freight train with a smoking engine. I began to gather my gear, but before I stood, the Midnight Rider emerged from the shadows. He strapped on his gear with urgency. "Let's roll. She's on track 9. The switchman said she doesn't stop until she reaches New Orleans. If we get there before she blows her whistle, we won't have to catch her on the fly. Come on, let's go." The Midnight Rider led the way. And thus, we have reached the end of the continuation of episode number 8. I ask you to listen again faithfully next time to our podcast, Escaping the Entanglements of Our Lives. Until then, so long, everybody, all around the world.